Good morning. This is Rise and Shine breaking in live from the NSU studios. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Brendan.
And we have Dr. Jim Farrell in studio, who is the VP of Academic Affairs in the administration. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Everything is great. Thank you.
Good to see you here. Glad to have you with us. And I know that we're going to be gearing up to talk about Research Day, which is coming up this Friday.
Yes.
And it's just, this is an annual event that happens each year for NSU, is that correct?
It is an annual event that happens every year. It only happens at NSU every so often.
And got
so
you.
That process changes, so it migrates around the regional universities, and each regional university hosts it for 2 years at a time.
Got you. Cool.
So that as students come from all over the state, so we're going to have between 600 and 800 students presenting their research here from regional universities, R1 universities as well. They'll send some students as well here at NSU. So this is our second year hosting it. We hosted it last year. And then after this year, we'll move off to another university.
So. And all the NSU students will start being on the road going to the next place, right?
We will be sending them across the state, yes, instead of having them home here.
Got to pass the torch. Let somebody else host. When was the last time NSU hosted?
Gosh, I think that may have been before I was here.
Yeah, there's a lot of schools, so it just rotates all.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's probably been more than 10 years since NSU last hosted.
Wow. I love that, though, for the new era in the 20s. I mean, it's great for all of these new kiddos that are, well, adults now, getting to show off their research and the stuff that they're working for and presenting it for people to see. And as someone who's never been to a research day and I don't know a whole lot on the topic, how would we like to explain it to those who are just listening right now and get them enticed in what people are researching and gearing up for and showcasing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. People just don't realize sometimes just what type of research our students are doing.
Right.
You know, for example, I've seen research projects with our science students that are looking at cancer inhibitors. You know, they're on the cutting edge, you know, preventing cancer and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing gene splicing in our undergraduate class. These are what our students are doing. We have students in our health and kinesiology department looking at the best ways to exercise. You know, what are the biggest benefits for certain types of exercise and so forth. So these are undergraduate students doing this kind of work that they can take later on in graduate college and get published. So it's very exciting to see this. And our faculty who support all this, who have done the research, who've written the journal articles and are guiding them in this research. So it's very exciting to see this caliber of research happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Was there anything that you saw last year that caught your eye that you're kind of looking forward to seeing similar things?
You know, our molecular biology students really amaze me at the work they do. One thing that stood out, it's funny you asked that, this was not in molecular biology. I forgot exactly the field, but they were looking at, of all things, fire retardants.
Mm-hmm.
And how they could better protect firemen and the feasibility of them. They were looking at the cost and comparing that with the weight of the retardant so they could put extra padding in the jackets and gloves that firemen wear.
Yeah, firemen are too busy fighting fires to do that.
Yeah, to do that kind of research. So our students are doing that kind of research for them and trying to find the best way to protect them. So, I mean, that stuff just amazes me all the time to see.
Yeah, because thinking about it, you don't want it to be too heavy whenever they put their gear on because that just means they're weighted down more and they can't hold or hold things up or carry a person out as long or as they need every single second they can. They need all of those things to be shaved down so that way they can beat all of the
odds.
What
a big ripple to have, though, to be able to affect firefighting, you know, potentially worldwide, nationwide. That's crazy.
Yes, yeah.
That's very cool.
Exactly. So after this year, we've hosted it a couple of years, 600 to 800 students here. We'll be moving to Alva for the next 2 years. So
Alva.
Oh, we have the next location already.
Yeah, we know the next locations, and the next one will be Alva. So it'll be a nice drive.
Remind me, how far is Alva?
Probably about 4 to 5 hours.
So that, you're saying that with a wry smile that the people can't see.
Yes.
It'll be a nice drive.
Well, we will certainly take our students and present even more exciting research that we're working on. So.
Yes.
It's exciting to see the regional university system working. It really is.
Yes.
This has been part one of Jim Farrell with Brendan Amici on Rise and Shine. For part two, visit LakesCountry1021.com.